I've just come out to one of my favourite places in East Lothian to record my first podcast. I'm out here in Saltoun Bigwood. Today it's very cold, it's about 1 degree. And there's snow on the Lammermuirs behind me and it's feeling very, very wintry. The reason that I've come to Saltoun Bigwood is that it's one of my favourite places in East Lothian. A lot of people love the coast here, but I just love these little pockets of woodland that we have in an otherwise very intensive arable landscape. Most of the site is planted with non-native trees, but within that you find these old, really mature trees, a lot of oaks and some beech. And if you take a close look at the bark, you see such a diversity of epiphytic species, the lichens and the mosses and liverworts. And taking a closer look at the different species, I just know that trees have been here for quite a long time. So you get some, not rare species, but just things that are a little bit more unusual, like pinhead lichens. And there's this little one I'm looking at here called Cleostomon griffithii, which I just think has the most amazing name. I really wanted to try recording a podcast because since I started Shaelic, I've met so many interesting folk in and around East Lothian and had some absolutely brilliant conversations with them about the natural world, from things like native species, invasiveness, rewilding, bees, connection to nature, natural ingredients, foraging. And I thought it'd be really great to share these with a wider audience. But for this first podcast, while I get to grips with recording and editing and all the technical side of things, I thought I'd just take myself off to the woods and have a chat with myself like a crazy person. So this first podcast episode is going to be about Shaelic and natural ingredients, why I became so passionate about the whole thing, and the wildlife friendly certification side of things. Okay, so here goes. My first question for myself is, why are you so passionate about natural ingredients and natural cosmetics? Well, before starting Shaelic, I worked in nature conservation for around 20 years and we were conserving rare species, restoring degraded habitats. But it was really frustrating because the sector is so heavily underfunded and under-resourced. And there was always so much to do, but so little to do it with. And then I'd be in a different situation. I'd be walking down a supermarket aisle, for example, and I'd see that big companies were actually making money out of nature. And it would make me mad. So I'd see, bottles of shampoo, body wash, moisturiser, whatever it was, plastered with these images of pristine habitats and beautiful flowers, and then slogans like 100% natural. And they were using nature to actually market their goods. But these companies were doing very little to actually conserve nature. So they were trading on the very idea of nature. But the important bit is that they weren't giving anything back. And that's what made me really cross. But at the same time, it inspired me and gave me an idea to try and actually bring these two worlds together, to use this consumer demand for natural products, but to use the profits to actually give back to nature. And that's when I started to investigate wildlife-friendly farming. So I grow wildflowers that I harvest from, but I grow them in a much larger area of wildflower meadow. And the idea is that the whole area acts as a sort of nature reserve, largely for pollinators, but for other wildlife as well, that come to feed from the flowers. But there's also overwintering habitats. So I'm trying to think of the complete life cycle of the species that are using my wildflower meadow, which is quite different to traditional farming, when if you're farming for flowers, you might grow them, and when they're flowering at their peak, when they're the most valuable for the species that are depending on them, you harvest them and you take that habitat away. So I'm trying to actually keep some of that habitat present throughout the year, so there's always food and shelter available. And the next question I have for myself is, why did you go for wildlife friendly certification rather than something more well known like organic or Cosmos Natural? Well, wildlife friendly certification comes from the Wildlife Friendly Enterprise Network, who certify products all around the world which are somehow protecting threatened or endangered species. So some of their projects are conserving elephants. There's ones conserving snow leopards or wolves, all these really big, interesting species. And when I approached them, they weren't actually offering a scheme for maybe less charismatic species, shall we say, like pollinators. But when I talked to them about what I was doing, they were really, really supportive, and they felt that what I was already doing was actually fitted well with their ethos, which was really, really great for two reasons. I think that having wildlife-friendly certification shows that the focus is on nature and the environment. And although I think that certifications like organic and natural are really fantastic because they do lots of good things for the environment, there can be a little bit more of a focus when it comes to the marketing, perhaps, and sales from the companies that are using the ingredients on human health and well-being. So with organic food, for example, people often buy it because they think it's better for them, or people might use natural skincare products because they think they don't contain things that are bad for them, rather than thinking about how does this product actually benefit the environment. And that's what I really wanted to challenge, maybe, was people's ideas around natural products, why they buy them and what their priorities are. And maybe we need to stop thinking about ourselves a little bit. Surely the environment is more important than the way we look. I'm probably not meant to say that as somebody who sells skincare products, but the idea of my brand is that we are using absolutely beautiful ingredients, but we're trying to source them in a way that puts nature first. So the second reason that I was really keen to get wildlife-friendly certification is that there are lots of certifications out there that show a reduced environmental impact. So, for example, organic doesn't use pesticides, herbicides, palm oil-free doesn't support companies that are destroying the rainforests, Cosmos Natural doesn't allow synthetic ingredients that could maybe pollute waterways like microplastics. And these are all fantastic, but I don't really think they go far enough, because they're basically going for a no net loss approach to their environmental impact. But the state of the environment is so bad right now that I don't think no net loss is enough. I think we need to be starting to go one step further and asking companies to have a positive effect on the environment. I don't think that's asking too much. And that's what wildlife-friendly certification does. It doesn't say we're just not doing damage. It says we're actually doing something good here. We're actually putting something back. And that's what's really important to me. So finally, I'll just introduce myself, which seems a funny place to do it. But just for anyone who's listened to the podcast and thought, oh, that was interesting. Who was that? My name's Sally, and I run a company called Shaylik. We're based in East Lothian in Scotland. We make natural skincare products from plants that we grow in our own wildflower meadow. So thank you very much for listening to this first episode of the podcast. I would really, really like to invite any feedback. If you have any ideas for topics for the podcast, if there's someone that you think I should speak to, or if you yourself would like to come on for a chat, please, please, please do get in touch. The email address is info@shaylik.co.uk.